Hello, this is Stephen Barish. I am a co-host of Fred Bell's show. And tonight, what I would love to do more than anything else is talk about the projectors. I've had so many phone calls, and please, I need to apologize to everybody. I've been trying to get a hold of people all over, and for some odd reason, my phone is not connecting. So tonight, Fred and I discussed it, and what I would like to do is talk about the projectors and see what we can do about helping you either set them up, what you would like to know about them, what I see with them. I can help you set them up. And there's a lot of people that called me. So if you would like to call me this evening, I'm more than happy to help you. It's real, real simple. So please don't hesitate. Just give us a call here, and I'm more than happy to help you. I guess what I would like to start out with is the projectors. The projectors are about 9 inches long and about 4 or 5 inches wide. They have pyramids all over the inside of the projector. In other words, it's a curve, and it's just absolutely beautiful. The things I've seen, which might help a lot of people here, and there's something new that's happening with them, so I'll explain that a little later. But everybody that I talk to, the first thing they talk about is, I would like to have more money. I would like to have my bills paid. I would like to have this paid. I would like to have that paid. It's nice to ask for all that, and you will receive it. But the first things I think I would go for is love, compassion, understanding, knowledge, what you can do to help the earth, and what you can do to help yourselves with Mother Earth. And that will come to you. I can tell you from my own examples that Mother Earth needs a lot of help. And on my own program, what I was doing, I was getting people that wear the projectors and also have the projectors that hang on the wall, and also that we were talking about healing. And what I would do is heal them right on the radio. And the energies that I was bringing down from heaven, it was a beam of light about 4 feet around, and I'd have people stand in it. And the light would go down to the center of the earth, bring up the earth energy, and mingle both of them together on the surface of Mother Earth. It's so important to realize that we have the power to be able to help Mother Earth and ourselves and everybody on it. At one point, I had about maybe 12, I think about 12 million people on the air. And of course, it got overwhelming for me, so I stopped for a little while. But needless to say, we're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about the projectors. So what we can do is this. If you have anything that you would like to discuss about the projectors, please don't hesitate to call. It's really a lot of fun. And we can make it a lot of fun. And so with no further ado, we will discuss the plans of the projectors and how they work. What I do in my room is that we have a lot of energy in the room now. I've got the projectors up in the room. I've got 2 flamethrowers. I have a lot of crystals and a real big crystal in the center of the table. And it's a master crystal that I got from Fred. But the main thing is the projectors. The projectors, when done right, you'll have a ball of energy in the center of the room, which is about 6 inches around. It's pure white light and extremely powerful. It's a lot of fun to use, and it's really, really great in terms of energy. So what you can do is that when you're in your room, and I make my room very holy, so When I am in the room, everything belongs to God. Everything is there. Everything that I do is in His name, not in my name, but in God's name. But the thing is that the energy that comes off the projectors are very, very powerful. And what I'm discussing tonight is that each one of the pyramids are on the projectors are firing a white light from the tip of each of the pyramids. So in other words, I've never counted them, but let's say there's 200 or whatever, how many there are. It all fires and goes to the center of the room. It looks like if there's 200 beams, there's 200 beams of light that go to the center of the room. So it's really a lot of energy that you can describe to yourself if you can see the energies like I can. One projector is just as powerful as four. Four projectors are as powerful as one if you use them correctly. I use four basically because of the power of it. I can get a lot more out of it because I look at each projector and I'm watching the energies flowing to the center of the room. Now, the reason I'm saying one is as powerful as four is because I let them alone other than to see the energies that are out of there. I prefer four. Some people prefer one. Each one fires instantaneously, and I never try to take control of the projector itself. What I do is allow that stream of energy to come through. If you understand the projectors, you need to let go and allow the energy to flow free into the room. There's no controlling the projector other than to ask for it what you want. And what you can get from them is instantaneous. So I don't ask for money. What I ask for my clients is more love, more understanding, more compassion, that they're healthy, and that their children are healthy and their husbands are healthy. So that's the thing that I do with the projectors. And also, they will start clearing everything in the room. The energies just get so powerful. They are, in the beginning, for me, it was overwhelming. But again, as I let go more, it becomes more understanding to me that the projectors are there to help you. So you become the projector after a while, and the projector becomes you. And what I mean is that you can be out of the room. I've thought of people, and they would call maybe 30 seconds later, 40 seconds later, something of that nature. There's a story that I had when I went to with a friend of mine to get her a Social Security card. And all the computers were down, and just by thinking it, by saying it and thinking, please, projectors, come on. And you need to use the word please. They are very powerful, and it really does work. And the computer did come on right away, and she said also that the printer was off. So I also did the same thing with the printer, and that's no voice. That's just the power between myself and the computer. And it came on, and instantaneously she got her card. How long the machines were on, I don't know, but everybody's computer was off when I walked into Social Security. So the power is there. The love is there. You just need to be able to use it correctly. With the projectors, and the reason that we were talking about buying a projector and using the nuclear receptor is that you need to clear your mind. Your mind has to be very clear, and I'll tell you why. When you're using the projector, you want to make sure that your thoughts are very clear. You don't want to have anything negative in your mind in terms of negativity, because whatever you ask for, you'll receive. The issue is that if you say something naughty about somebody else, that energy will come back to you. So you got to be careful. It's not something, it's not a play toy. These things are real and they really do work. So the idea of it is to keep it as clear as you possibly can. So that's the fun part of it. And it really, really does work. So that's what we do with the projectors. It's really a lot of fun, and it really does work well. One projector, what I'm saying is one projector is as powerful as four is that it'll throw a beam of light in the center of the room. The other projectors actually will make a little bit more powerful coming to the center of the room. If I had one projector, I could do what I do with four now, but it took me 3 or 4 years to get to that point. So if you want a more powerful room like I have, then you probably would want to get four projectors. It really does work well, and it really does a beautiful job. So I think that's what you would – I think that's an answer that would really, really help you. And it just – it does a good job. It really, really does a good job. So if you wanted that kind of power in your room, that's what I would do. I would suggest four. But before you do that, I think I would talk to Mikkel and ask her, what is the power that we need to use that kind of energy in the room? And that's what I would do. I do a lot of massages, so it's really a lot of fun for me to be able to use that kind of power. What you need to do, basically, is that your belief system will change in terms of your energy. Because what you're doing is you're bringing the universe into the room. I've actually had my room disappear with clients in it. In the Bible, it talks of the hills skipping like rams. And I've seen my room with the ceiling, with the walls, just skip like rams. It distorted itself. I saw the door distort itself, and everything disappeared in the room save my client, myself, and the entire universe was in the room, which means that there was nothing left. Everything was gone, the walls, the door. The only thing I could see were the diamonds on the projector. That was in the first 6 months of my using the projectors. But your mind has to be clear. You have to know what you're asking for. If you've asked for love, if you ask for compassion, you'll start receiving the things that cause that to happen. So it's not the monetary value that changes things. It's the energy that you're giving out in the room, the love and the harmony and compassion. I can't explain that enough to you. Everything is based on love in the universe. If you're thinking that it is not, you're wrong. Everything in the universe is based on love. It's absolutely essential that we think about the energies that we're putting out there, the energies that we can put into the earth. Today was very, very interesting in my room. What happened was is that the projectors with the master crystal, with the two flamethrowers that I have, the whole floor opened up into pure white light energy and crystal. So in other words, what you're doing is that you're creating a tremendous amount of energy in the room to allow that to happen. And it really did. It's been doing that for quite some time for me, but not in the room itself. This is the first day that that's happened in my room. So if I'm in synagogue in the morning, it will happen also where I can look down at the floor and it's just crystals down to the center of the earth. So and I meditate and pray as much as I can in the morning. So if your mind is right, if you're clear in your mind and your thought, all this energy can happen. The projectors do work well. They put out a tremendous amount of power, and it really, really will help you in the long run, more than you can tell. Because, again, what I'm saying to you is you become the projector, and the projector becomes you. So out of the room, you can do the same thing. And I wear my projector a lot. I've got a platinum projector and a gold bridge, and I've got four diamonds in the bridge. And the first day that I put that projector on, I was looking through the all the way through the platinum to the other side. And that's what I usually do to make sure that there's nothing inside the projector that shouldn't be there. So I do that all the time for anything that I buy. And there's nothing in Dr. Fred's projector other than the projector itself. So I know that it works. The power of it is absolutely beautiful. So if you want to get a hold of us, please do. I'm willing to answer all questions, and it would really be a lot of fun to do that. It would be a lot of fun to have you on the air with me, and we can talk about the projectors. It would really, really be a lot of fun. But anyhow, if you are out there and you're doing energy work with a projector, this is what I would suggest doing. If you have the projector up on the wall or you have a single projector in the room, what you can do is I would turn the projector from the bottom about 5 degrees up. And as you're turning that bottom part of the projector up, you'll feel the energy change, and you change it to the height of the projector. In other words, when the projector reaches a high point, that's when you stop. If anybody can feel energy out there, you know what I'm talking about. Just by moving the projector a little bit from the bottom up, in other words, the bottom part of the projector that stays on the plastic stand, you want to move that projector up until you feel it reach a high point and stop. And that's usually about 5-6 degrees. And it's very, very powerful. So the more powerful and fun that you'll have, well, I guess four projectors are quite interesting and bigger energy. But I look at it as a point of return. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that there's so many multidimensionals that happen in my room. I have a white flamethrower. I've had more energy come through that white flamethrower. The black flamethrower takes out the negative energy. The white flamethrower brings in the positive energy. So between the two, it's so powerful. So when I have the projectors working, when I have my flamethrowers working, when I have the crystal clean and ready to go, there's nothing in the room save this tremendous energy that comes in. And one projector is beautiful. If you can only afford one projector, it will work beautifully for you. What I would suggest doing is when you get it, put it in the room, sit down and meditate in your favorite spot. Have the projector facing you. And just sit there and ask for nothing. Just make friends with the projector. And what you can do is use a field embrace. Now, this is what happens. If you take your energy and put it around the projector like you would a person, I don't know how many people can do this or not, but you send your energy around the projector and bring it back to you. So what you're doing is that you're sharing your energy with the projector. You're making the projector yours. You're making the projector love. And it's very, very important to do. So that's something that I do. I don't know if many people do that or not, but I try to embrace everything new with a field embrace. Like if I'm working with a client, the first thing I would do during meditation is letting them know that I'm making a field embrace between them and myself. And them, meaning the people that I'm working on and want to meditate with me. So the basic things that I would do is to sit down, just shut your eyes, think of nothing between you and the projector, and send that energy of yours, of your beautiful energy, around the projector. Bring it back to you. And what that does, it'll create that energy between you and the projector. And just sit there for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, as you would in a meditation, and let everything go. I think you'll find the projector will work a lot easier for you because you're making it you. It's almost like when you have a meal. if you run your hands, in other words, before you have your meal, run your hands over the food. In other words, you just take it about 6 inches above the food, and you make the energy the same energy that you have, and makes the food taste even better. And also, it's better for you, because when you start ingesting it, that it is you. And thank God for what you're receiving. But the projectors are extremely powerful. They are, believe me, I've used them a zillion million times on clients. It does work. They feel like $1 million when they leave the room. I still have my first clients after 18 years. And every time I introduce them to something new in my room, they get really, really delighted, because they know everything else in the room has worked. The nuclear receptor is a beautiful tool. Fred has come out with some new things that are really, really beautiful. And I'm thinking about getting one myself. So it's really a lot of fun to use. And if you look on Dr. Fred Bell's Paradigm site, and you'll see his book, Death of Ignorance, if you mosey it down a little bit, and you keep going down, you'll see the Professional Receptor series. And the first one you'll see is the Negotiator, and it's very, very powerful. I remember Fred putting one on in the beginning, and I could feel the energy of it, and it seemed to be tremendous. It was more than just a single energy. It was multi fathoms of different energies that were breaking through, and it was really fantastic. They come in different things. They're really fantastic. The Ankh is what I'm going to get eventually when I can get my money together. I'm going to order one in platinum and gold and diamonds. So that'll be a little while before I can get that. But on the bottom, you'll see a necklace. That's the nuclear receptor. That's silver. And I believe that has blue sapphire. And a blue sapphire stone, and it has got a pave, beautiful four-winged pave, and it's really, really powerful. These things are really beautiful. Fred, I believe, is this new receptor is fantastic. I call it a receptor yet. But the things are that the energies that are being shown you today are much, much more powerful than they were back in the 70s and 80s when they first came out. Fred's stuff does work. I've used them for about 10, 12 years now. I go to shows with Fred. We put on different kinds of demonstrations, and we have a lot of fun with it. Remember one time we had about 500 people in the audience, and Fred let me clear them for about 15 or 20 minutes, and everybody left. Very balanced, very poised, and much, much better. But the thing is that the energies that you can perform with, and I'm talking about performing in God's sense, it's just absolutely wonderful. So what you can do with these powers is really, really tremendous, and you'll have a lot of fun with it. It's just really, really fantastic. And the other thing is that what I wanted to tell you is that the energies coming off the projectors, if you don't feel it or you don't see it, you will notice changes within yourself. I remember having people on the table, and their skins would become very silky. Their skins would be more bright and more clear. Their eyes are clearer. That's because the energy from me and the projectors, and it's a blend of everything. So God is in the room. I felt him a zillion million times, and I'm not taking it lightly, but I've seen his angels. I've worked with them. They've actually even told me to leave the room a couple of times when they had to clear some people. So things happen in that room that are really incredible. I know people have called me from all over the world asking, could they come into my room? And I said, sure, just, you know, give me a call. Let me know where you're at, and I'm more than happy to invite you over. So these things do happen. You can turn your room into my room. You can do it with whatever power that you have. Keep your mind clear, and there's nothing that the projectors can't give you. As long as you're using love, it's tremendously powerful. And that rules the universe. That's the law of the universe, is total love. We have to give up as much as we possibly can to receive the energies that we want from the projectors. So the Andromedans know what they're doing. It's very powerful. I'll try to explain to you what happened to me on the second day using the Andromedan projectors. I had them in my room, and within about 30, 40 seconds the first day, there were four of them in the room, and they were very tall, except for the main character, who was about 6 feet tall. The other ones were 9 and 15 feet tall. So they come through in a very clear energy, and they're really, really beautiful. The second day I was there, and they stayed with me for about three and a half hours the first day. The second day that I was in my room, a big fella came in and opened up his hand. I was taken to Andromeda in a matter of maybe 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half, and I was standing in front of a council, and they were talking to me, to my higher self, actually. I was put into a almost like a bath, but it was just with, it looked like water, but it wasn't water. I was underneath the water, and I was breathing it. And when I got out of the water, my chakras were twice as big. And I've been doing some fantastic energy work with all my clients and with some new clients that I'm receiving. So I don't take too much more clients than I can actually do. I haven't been feeling well. So the energies that I'm using are all that I have right this second. So I'm getting stronger every day. And that's really wonderful. That's what I can tell you about the projectors. The receptors, the new ones, are extremely powerful. They're no less than three-dimensional. The nuclear receptor is one-dimensional. But what happens is that you open up different energies in your body when you start wearing these. I can tell you that in the nuclear receptor, when I saw Fred the first time and bought the necklace in Toronto, I had it on for 2 weeks, and I was watching black pouring out my back. And I called Fred, and I said, Fred, I've got black pouring out my back. What's going on here? And he says, that was all the x-rays that I ever had. So evidently he sees as clear, maybe better than I do. So the energies are really fantastic. After that, I saw my cells changing. I saw my RNA changing. I saw my DNA changing. I was watching the cells in my brain. I was releasing toxics from my brain, toxic all over my body, and that was releasing. So it takes a long time for that to happen, but I'm just giving you a synopsis of what happens in the past 10 years. I've seen the projector actually stop things coming into the body, and that's the fantastic part, is that it just clears everything. If you're in an area where there's a lot of carbon monoxide, it'll stop the carbon monoxide from entering the brain or the body. It's just absolutely fascinating to watch when you're parked in a bunch of cars and your head is clear instead of getting foggy and not so clear. So it's really remarkable what these tools can do. But the projectors yourselves that you can use in your own rooms is fantastic. I can't explain it to you enough. Of course, I did it the old-fashioned way. I bought a projector first and then ordered the wall projectors afterwards. So I did it sort of a different kind of way. I didn't order the big projectors first. I ordered the small projector, got used to it, and then ordered the big projectors. Fred likes to use me as a let me see what you would call it, a sort of like a billy goat. I get everything to try first before everybody else gets it. And I would call him every day on the four projectors that I got and tell him what was happening between the projectors and myself. When we were in California, I think 3 years ago, we put on a show, and we had about 50 people with us. And we had four projectors, and I put them up in the four most highest place in the room for the projectors, and people could feel the difference. And what we did was bring down this white light from heaven, and people were standing in this white light and in the ball of light the projector was bringing into the room, and everybody was ecstatic with the energy. And by the time light left, they were filled with love and compassion and harmony. Their minds were clear. Everything was in alignment. Their chakras were all clear. They were really, they looked like diamonds, the chakras. That's what they look like to me when I get finished working with people. But you can do basically the same thing. You can have four projectors in a room and bring that down, that kind of energy. I think you'll find that one projector is just as powerful as you can make it. Four projectors just makes it a little bit more powerful, and it's very, very clear in terms of energy. So what I said in the beginning is that one is as powerful as a four. It is, except that four, it's a whole different kind of energy. But it's beautiful to see that the energies that you can bring are pure. And that's what you want to do. It'll clear your mind with a lot of purity. You need to have that to be able to allow yourself to free yourself up with that kind of energy. And I think that would help you tremendously. That's what you can do to really, really help yourself a lot, is that that kind of energy will help you tremendously. I'm surprised that nobody's calling. I've had so many phone calls here. And nobody seems to be calling Paradigm, but BBS Radio. And I know the phone number's out there on your computer, so I don't have it with me this second, but I can probably look it up, but I have to walk away from here, and I don't want to do that. The idea of the computer is to be able to get on the computer, take a look at Fred's stuff. I think you'll find it to be very enthralling. He's got some equipment on here, and he uses lasers, many different colors of lasers. And when they are fully turned on, he had about maybe 500 crystals, no less than 500 crystals in this room that he showed in Laguna Beach at his home. And when it's full force, it's unbelievable to see. And we saw some beings in the room. We saw very clear energies that are really beautiful. And it's just amazing the amount of energy that's put out that you can see and do and use. So that's the important thing, is to allow yourself to use that kind of energy. But anyhow, that's the fun of it. That's what it's all about. Fred is quite a guy. He's very interesting. I met him in Toronto probably maybe about 12 years ago, and I brought a nuclear receptor from him the same day, and that was really interesting. We were having so much fun. I went to the booth, and I was actually getting yeses and nos what kind of necklaces to buy, and we had a lot of fun. So what we were doing basically is that they were using me to be able to give out these necklaces very quickly, because I was getting yeses and nos on the color that people were asking about, and I could pick them out within maybe 5 to 10 seconds. They would have a necklace and be walking away with it. But the idea of the energy is that it starts clearing you, it heals you, it gives you an idea of purpose, and it really does a beautiful job. So that's the amazing part of it, and it's really a lot of fun to use, and it's a lot of fun to wear. So what we do is that we speak to people all over the world about the projectors, and it's really a lot of fun. So I would highly suggest that if you wanted a projector, call. And that would be a lot of fun to do because they have some wonderful people there. And let me give you that phone number. It's 1-800-729-2603. Outside the U.S., it's 1-714-499-2603. And Mikkel can give you some more information on it. She's the maven on projectors and also the necklaces. I haven't talked to her in about a year, I think, but she's on top of everything, and she's very, very gifted, and she can help you tremendously when you call in and ask questions about the projectors. I still use them. I have lent two out to clients of mine, one to a highly skilled energy worker and another to a friend who needed to clear her home. So they both have them, but I'm going to be bringing them back in the next week because people want those four projectors in the room. So that's really the crux of it all. If anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call in. It's really a lot of fun. It would be a wonderful time. If you need some healing, I'm more than happy to do that for you, and it would be a lot of fun to do. Also, I know Fred is probably listening, so he's really a fantastic guy, isn't he? He just really knows his stuff. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the Master Crystal. I've got a Master Crystal under my table. The Master Crystal itself is filled with love and light. What happens with the Master Crystal is it has tremendous love and compassion. And that's why I'm mentioning to you about different things in the universe that have all these love and compassions in them. I've seen the Master Crystal actually fire energy. It will actually fire green energy, white energy, red energy, whatever the body needs, it will fire it right into the body. So that's what I do, and that's what the crystal does. I just let things do what they want to do. I don't ask the crystals to do anything. They just fire at will. And it's really amazing. I've had people say their tummies get warm or they can feel things happening with vibrations through the body. I never try to take control of anything that I own. I just allow it to work, and I just visually look and see what's happening. That's an important investment that you might want to make in your life, is not to take control of the anything in your life in terms of projectors or any other thing that you're using. Allow it to happen. Allow it to do what it needs to do. You don't have control over it. And it doesn't have control over you. What it does is help you and send you love and compassion along with the idea of healing. And it works beautifully. So these things do work. It's just tremendous power, tremendous love, tremendous compassion. And again, please, if you're asking for things in the beginning, I don't ask for money for myself. I ask for love and compassion and health as much as I can take, and I ask for the same things for my clients. And that's what I do. That's what it's all about for me. The money will always be there for me, whether it's a lot or not. It's just there, and I don't ask God for a zillion million dollars. I ask for health and wonderfulness for everybody that I work on, even the people that don't come to me anymore, who've been with me for over the years and they decide to leave. I leave them with a lot of love and light, and that's what it should be. That's how you should work with life itself. One of the laws, of the cosmic laws, is to love everybody. It's very important to do, and with the projectors and with the nuclear receptors that Fred's making now, I believe at least three dimensions I know of. I don't have one, so I don't know how it works other than I've seen it on Fred. I felt the energy. I could see from his back that it was clearing his back out more than the nuclear receptor. So there's a lot happening with these new devices that are coming out. And really, it's a lot of fun. So what I would suggest doing is just have fun with it. Do it. Have yourself a great time. And that's what we do. That's exactly what we do. And I'm trying to find the phone number here. Hopefully we can get some phone calls here. Trying to find it now. Give me one second here. The idea of the energies is to know that you have the power to make things work. And it's really wonderful to do. It's absolutely wonderful to do. And that's what you need to do. Just use the power to heal things for yourself. And that's really the honor of it all, is to know what's going on with you and knowing what's going around. And that the power that you can proclaim with these necklaces is really powerful. I mean, you can do an awful lot, and it's a lot of fun. And that's the way it works. So use this kind of energy. Love the energy. And I can't find the phone number. Isn't that crazy? For some odd reason, I can't find the phone number. But let me get back to you and tell you that the energies alone that come off these necklaces are really powerful. And I can't say that enough. And the reason I say that is because even in the sunlight, they become more powerful. It's really interesting to see the energies flowing through. Well, I can see it very clearly. When the sun is out and it hits the nuclear receptor, the power of that necklace actually runs through your back like a freight train. I mean, I've seen light go through the body that's tremendous just from the sunlight. So it does work more with sunlight than it does at any other time, but it will heal all day long. It just with sunlight, it's very, very powerful, and it'll clear the body. I mean, I've seen it go through the legs, the arms, the brain, just from sunlight, too. So it does have its peculiarities in terms of energy, but they all work, and they all clear. And it's really interesting to see how the sun affects the necklace. So it's really beautiful, and it's a lot of fun to wear. I mean, you know, things have happened to me. I took my nephew to a record shop. Well, not record shop anymore, but they had DVDs and records and all kinds of stuff. And there were two Pleiadians in there. They were looking at me, and I was looking at them. I mean, they look just like us. They're just blonde, more blonde than us. And they would cover up their faces with something that they were reading, and they kept on moving closer and closer to me, and I just smiled at them. And my nephew wanted to go, so we left, and I said hello to them, and they didn't say anything back, but I knew that they were Pleiadians. They had followed us into the store because I was wearing the nuclear receptor. I mean, it was just really incredible to have that kind of contact with people that you don't even meet. So you never know who's going to be around you when you're using one of the necklaces. It's interesting also that they gave it to Fred. Fred seems to be a very interesting man and knows how to do with them and how to deal with them in terms of taking a necklace that they give them and to turn it to an engineer or maybe many engineers and come up with that style of necklace. So I know that costs him a fortune, but the product that comes out of that, oh my goodness gracious, is just absolutely fabulous. So he's quite an interesting guy to talk to. So I hope next week you guys will have a lot of fun with him. Please give me a call here. We expected some phone calls this evening, but maybe people just don't want to call or they're getting their kids ready to go to school or whatever the case may be. But anyhow, I've had a lot of phone calls here, and I'm just so sorry that nobody's calling me back, but I tried. So what we're going to do now is that if you have your projector on, what we're going to go through is a small meditation, maybe a 5-minute meditation. So what we're going to do, you can stand up, you can sit down, you can do whatever you want to do. And what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how to take the projector and just deal with it. Just allow it to become part of you. So what we'll do is just either stand or sit down or lie down, put your projector on, and focus on nothing. Allow yourself just to be very free. That's it. And you should feel your projector or your nuclear receptor, whichever one you're wearing, become clearer. In other words, you'll be able to see, your eyes will be able to see clearer, or you'll feel more centered. That's it. So just sit there and meditate. Take in some good breaths. Let everything go around you. You should be able to feel that necklace around you. Just allow it to be. Just be. That's it. That's it. Just relax with it. You should be able to see a small white light in front of you. Just allow it to be part of you. That's it. Good. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to be alone and just allow you to breathe in and out and be free of everything. You should feel more power coming in to you from the projector or the nuclear receptor, whichever one you're wearing, or you're looking at home, you're standalone. You should be feeling a lot of energy around you. You should feel your third eye really buzzing pretty good. Good. Don't take control, just allow it to be. That's it. Good. Now, if you open up your eyes slowly, you'll see a new whole view. In other words, you'll see yourself looking straight forward. You'll feel yourself very, very centered, grounded. That's it. Just breathe. You should feel the strength around your body and in your body. That's what we're looking for. Good. Good. I feel everybody coming out of it. That's wonderful. But that's what you can do with meditation. It was only a 5-minute meditation. But you can do some wonderful things and have a lot of fun. And that's what you do with these things. They're just absolutely wonderful. They're powerful. There's a lot of love in them. I know Fred says that there's not in terms of his projector, but I feel love for my projector, maybe because I made it mine and part of me and part of it. So we're having a lot of fun together, and I wear it, and it seems to be very interesting. And that's what you want to do. The nuclear receptor is beautiful. I can feel that on you, and it just feels absolutely wonderful. So that's what it's all about. That's the power that you have, and that's the power you can use. So you really, really feel much better. I know I do from that little meditation that we did. So the power of it all is that there's nothing that you can't do with a nuclear receptor or the projector. The only thing I suggest is that you use it well. Use it for the best and highest best of your own self and the people around you. Use it for Mother Earth. Use it to see things that you've never seen before, like eyes of trees, to know that they actually look at you and the soul of the tree, which is no more than 6 feet up from it. You'll be able to see people inside of a tree that look just like you. That's the soul of the tree. You'll realize that there's so much beautiful life around you. Hug a tree, you know, run your hand across grass. It's just absolutely wonderful, the amount of energy that we can feel and be in touch with. That's the beautiful part of love, is that you can see things that you've never felt before or even saw before. And once you start seeing that kind of energy, my goodness, there's nothing else in it but pure love, pure light, pure wisdom. You're talking about a tree that could be 300, 400, or 500 years old. And with the knowledge that it has, just hug a tree sometime. Watch it take the negative energy out of you and put back positive energy, because they can get rid of it for you. The monks and the people in Tibet have been doing it for thousands of years. So there's a lot to be done with these energies if you just open up to the energy that's around you and in you. You've got all this power inside yourself. All you need to do is constantly think about the love that's out there, the love of the universe and God. I mean, it's just so powerful. The eye of the Lord is always looking down at us, and he's testing me all the time. But I would highly suggest is thank him for everything that you have. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your wife, your husband, whatever. It's just so wonderful to be in touch with that kind of energy. So the more you use these kind of energies that we find on Earth and find off Earth, all that do is bringing you closer to God. And it's just absolutely wonderful. And that's what we need to do. The power that enhances with us from God is absolutely incredible. And he knows everybody. He knows the stars. He knows every blade of grass. He knows everything. So the idea of it is to have fun. Just enjoy your life. Enjoy everything that you have around you, because it's really fantastic. It's wonderful to see, and it's wonderful to do. So that kind of energy is out there. So what I would suggest doing is taking your nuclear receptor, your projectors, your wall projectors, sit down and meditate in your room that you're going to use these things in, and make it holy. And just remember, God is holy and we're holy. We're part of him. And he expects us to love him back, and that's, or she back. But it's very important to realize that that power is out there. So use it well, everybody. It's just a tremendous power and a lot of fun to use. Fred's made some beautiful equipment, and it really works. I'm going to be out in Sedona, I think, about the 23rd, out in Sedona, Arizona. Some people have invited me and given me their house to use and a car. And so anybody out in Sedona, I'll let you know where I'm staying, and maybe we can all get together and have dinner or whatever the case may be. It'd be a lot of fun to do that. But it's 8:54. We have about one more minute to go, and then it should be a lot of fun to say goodnight to you and to know that you were with me for an hour. And I'm just so sorry that people did not call. I don't understand that, but, you know, it happens. So, anyhow, have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.